This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Still an ongoing debate and unresolved issue is President Trump's emergency declaration in an effort to secure funding to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. And Tuesday night, a much-anticipated vote occurred in the U.S. House of Representatives.
We just had the vote to overturn the president's declaration.
That was House Speaker Nancy Pelosi delivering the news at a reception for gun control advocates. Success in the Republican-led Senate is much less assured, even after three Republicans have already said they oppose the emergency declaration. Other Republicans also say they oppose Mr. Trump's action, but have not said whether or not they will vote against it. Even if it were to pass the Senate, the president has promised to veto it. U.S. President Trump, in the hours prior to the start of a second summit with North Korea's leader, is advising Kim Jong-un to have a look around Vietnam and see what the communist state has accomplished after normalizing relations with the United States. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman, who is traveling with the president in Hanoi, explains why.
On Twitter Wednesday morning, Trump noted Vietnam is thriving like few places on Earth. And if North Korea denuclearizes, it would be the same very quickly. In a meeting with his Vietnamese host, Trump said hopefully great things will happen with his meeting later in the day with Kim. Both Trump and the North Koreans have been criticizing Democrats in the U.S. who have asked for a serious diplomatic plan. North Korean media accused the Democrats of chilling the atmosphere for this summit. Steve Herman, VOA News, traveling with the president in Hanoi.
The most senior Catholic cleric ever convicted of child sex abuse will now face his first night in prison Wednesday while he waits 2 weeks to learn his sentence. This is VOA News. A senior U.S. official said Tuesday that the Trump administration would impose more sanctions on Venezuela in the coming days. Special Representative on Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, told reporters at the United Nations they will continue to impose sanctions on high-ranking members of the regime of disputed President Nicolas Maduro. Both Washington and Moscow have drafted competing resolutions on the issue, but have not advanced them to a vote. Russia, a close ally of the disputed president, would likely veto a measure put forward by the United States. President Trump's former personal attorney wraps up his first day of questioning before lawmakers, AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
In the first of three consecutive days on Capitol Hill, Michael Cohen, President Donald Trump's former personal attorney, spent more than 9 hours behind closed doors in the Senate Intelligence Committee's offices.
I really appreciate the opportunity that was given to me to clear the record and to tell the truth.
Cohen appears in public before the House Oversight Committee Wednesday. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida suggested in a tweet the appearance will lead to exposure of damaging personal information on Cohen.
We already know that Michael Cohen lies to Congress. We already know that Michael Cohen lies to law enforcement. Now we're going to find out if Michael Cohen lies to his own family.
Mike Rossia, Washington.
Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari was reelected to another four-year term Tuesday after the opposition tried but failed to stop the vote counting. With all the votes counted except from one state, election officials have given Buhari the lead over the former vice president. The country's main opposition, the People's Democratic Party, demanded the Election Commission stop counting votes, claiming that data from voter card reading machines had been altered. The presidential election is in the oil-rich but still impoverished nation and was held after a week-long delay and numerous problems getting polling stations up and running. Election-related violence also left at least 53 people dead. A federal judge in Washington agrees to move quickly on a lawsuit filed by a woman who wants to return to the United States from Syria. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Lawyers for 24-year-old Hodu Muthana asked for expedited action on her lawsuit, which was filed when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said she and her 18-month-old son will not be allowed into the U.S. because she's not a citizen. Washington federal judge Reggie Walton has set a hearing for next Monday on the suit. Muthana, who fled Alabama to Syria in 2014 to join ISIS, was born in New Jersey. The State Department says it doesn't count since her father was a diplomat from Yemen at that time. The family says by the time she was born, he was no longer a diplomat. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.